Happy Pentecost, my friends. Today we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birth of the church, and that makes this a day of gladness and celebration. I am Betsy Turner. I'm the pastor of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church, and it is my joy to lead us in worship. We are gathering for worship in this way for our 12th Sunday on this Pentecost day, and we will continue to do this at least through the month of June. I pray that you are well, and I hope that you are continuing to stay in and stay in touch and stay generous during this time. Our hymn for today is a hymn that was written this year, this week even, and it's called A Pentecost Hymn for Times of Pandemic. It was written by my colleague, Catherine Smith, and it is to the tune of the church's One Foundation. I hope that you will sing with me. On Pentecost they gathered, while we are still apart. We dedicate the distance, we hold it in our hearts. We gaze out of our windows, we pray and wash our hands. We feel the weight of sadness and solitude's demands. Where will the Spirit find us, our gathering space now closed? Where will the bright flames hover? Where will your fresh wind blow? There may not be much drama, but more the quiet breath of one who goes before us, the presence in absence. You touch us now so softly, like hands that brush the grass. You breathe your life into us, the flame that swells the glass. When Pentecost comes to us, though not in gathered rooms, its life will live within us, our lives may be made new. When Pentecost comes softly, its strength is not subdued. It draws us all together, it opens up our view. Our love will be rekindled, our witness made more bold. Apart we still are gathered, your heart the room that holds. Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet other voices in these moments, so that we might hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates through the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come and be with us. Amen. For our scripture reading today, I am thankful to my seminary classmate Thirza Sayers, who has commissioned a special video presentation of Acts chapter 2.
The coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appearing among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native tongue of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. "In the last days, it will be God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
"Alors, quiconque invoquera le nom du Seigneur sera sauvé."
"Au la si hao, fan kao go chi meng tek, zao bi tak kao."
"Demek menekül mindenki, aki segítségül hívja az Úr nevét."
"Ye jo koi khudavant ka naam lega, nichat paega."
"Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
I wish we were in the same place so that I could see and hear your reactions to that video. I'd love for us to be able to talk about it, what it was like to watch, what you heard, what you saw. What was your favorite part? What surprised you? What made you uncomfortable? What made you excited in it? What was it like to experience Scripture in that different way? Maybe those of you who are watching this video by Facebook can put a comment below about what you thought about that video. But of course, it's not just the format of the Scripture reading today that is different on this Pentecost. Everything's different. I went back and looked at last year's Pentecost service, and I found that in the prayer of confession, the prayer we prayed together on this same Sunday a year ago, we prayed these words: "Breath of life, Spirit of love, sometimes we hide ourselves behind closed doors, afraid to love, afraid to share, afraid to be vulnerable. Sometimes we hide ourselves behind locked minds, unwilling to love, unwilling to share, unwilling to be vulnerable." That prayer sounds pretty different this year than it did a year ago. Strangely, what we used as a metaphor for our sin and brokenness a year ago in our confession, this idea that we hide behind closed doors, is now, quite literally, our calling, but for a very different reason. we hide ourselves now behind closed doors, not out of a misplaced fear of others, but out of compassion for them. We keep our distance not for our comfort and ease, because it's not so comfortable or easy, but out of a very real and well-founded and scientific concern about this virus and its deadly effects. We are choosing to do our loving from afar these days, because what we are unwilling to share is our breath, with its particles and droplets and aerosols that have the potential to do harm to each other and cause more suffering and death. Everything's different this year on Pentecost, and yet there's all the more reason to celebrate this day and the gift and the power of the Holy Spirit and the birthday of the church. Now more than ever, we are depending on the loving Spirit of God to bind us together while we are physically apart. We're leaning even more fully into our spiritual connection to God and one another. In the absence of all the physical trappings and gatherings and rhythms that usually mark our life of faith, I'm relying quite deeply on the energy and the creativity of the Holy Spirit, who does new things as we are doing so many new things and imagining new ways of being faithful. We, the church, are being renewed by the Holy Spirit right now and reborn in ways that we could not have asked for or imagined, or that we would not have entertained or been open to even a short time ago. The Spirit is at work. The Spirit is blowing and pushing and pulling us in fresh new directions that I believe are going to give much needed life and vitality to the church in a new age. We also need Pentecost as much or more this year and this week as any other time. There is so much in our present moment that highlights in stark relief the ways that our broken, weary, unjust world needs the Holy Spirit. We're divided and distanced, racially, economically, politically, and we need that binding and uniting power that belongs to the Holy Spirit. In a time where our precious neighbors are crying out, "I can't breathe," we need the breath of life and we need the wind of change. We desperately need the transformative power of the Spirit to blow in our world and in our nation and in each of our hearts and our locked minds, to convict us, to call us, to redeem us, and to make us whole. This Pentecost may feel different, but our prayer is the same. We give thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is everywhere the giver and renewer of life. We call on that Spirit who speaks every language and welcomes every nation and every people and every person. We ask for that Spirit to breathe on us and loosen our tongues and help us to proclaim the value of every single human being, starting with the most vulnerable and those who have been most oppressed. We pray for that tender Spirit who meets us in the quiet of our hearts and comes to help us in our weakness. And when we don't know what we should pray, it is that same Spirit who comes alongside us and pleads our case with unexpressed groans and sighs too deep for words. We pray for the mighty wind who gives birth and rebirth to the church and continually inspires and rules and engages and claims and feeds and calls us. We pray for the dancing flame who in a broken and fearful world empowers us and gives us courage to pray and to witness and to unmask idolatries and to hear the voices of peoples long silenced and to work together for justice and freedom and peace. On this Pentecost, we pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon us and upon our world and to do her work in and through and among and even in spite of us on this Pentecost Sunday. Thanks be to God for the Spirit. And come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. Come, Spirit, come, our hearts control, our spirits long to be made whole. Let inward love guide every deed. By this we worship and are freed. Let us pray together. Breath of life, Spirit of love, you have promised that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so we call on your name, and we come to you in prayer, seeking salvation, seeking your help. These are hard days, days of anxiety and fear and loneliness, days of discouragement and division. There is much to lament and to grieve. So we ask you to keep us faithful, keep us close to you and to one another. Keep your Spirit blowing among us and binding us together. Keep us diligent in all the best practices, the isolation, the mask wearing, the distancing, the hand washing, not just because it's medically advisable, but because it is an act of faithfulness, an answer to your call to love our neighbors. Hear now our prayers for our neighbors and for the broken, weary, unjust world that so desperately needs your renewing and healing. Even as we call on you for help, we confess that we are part of the brokenness. We are part of the problem. We participate in and perpetuate systems of injustice and violence. Too often we have done or allowed harm by turning a blind eye, refusing to speak up, taking our own privilege for granted, and dehumanizing our neighbors by our actions and our inactions. And for the sake of our own comfort and ease, we have stood in the way of your will for the world, a will that is always toward love and grace and peace. Lord, have mercy on us. And pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Help us to see visions and dream dreams of your kingdom, and then get to work making that peaceful, just, gracious kingdom a reality. Convict us. Reconcile us. Strengthen us and grant us spiritual gifts of humility and boldness, courage and tenderness. Hear us now as we pray to you with particular urgency in these days for the sick or hurt and those who care for them, for the dying and those who grieve, for the poor and those who are most vulnerable, for the anxious and those who feel most alone, for those in seats of power, that they would lead with wisdom, seeking the common good. And we pray for ourselves, that you would give us all we need for the facing of this hour, this day, and this situation as long as it may go on. Hear us now as we name in silence or out loud in our own spaces our specific concerns, and the particular ways we need your grace. Hear, O life-giving Spirit, the prayers we cry out, along with the sighs and groanings of our hearts, even as we join in one voice, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you join me in the doxology? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. My friends, Pentecost is the birthday of the church, and we give thanks that the Spirit has come upon us and called us and empowered us to be the people of God and the very presence of Jesus Christ in the world. This congregation, Stockbridge Presbyterian Church, is one particular expression of the Spirit's work in the world, and that work continues even now while we are apart. I hope that you will consider responding to God's grace and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with what you might think of this week as a birthday present to the church. You can give to Stockbridge Presbyterian by check that is mailed or dropped at our office, or on our website, spcusa.org. I was on the phone with one of you this week, and you told me that you mailed in your tithe. Thank you. And you cheerfully reminded me that there is a blessing in giving. What a wonderful reminder for all of us about the gift it is to be able to respond to God's grace in whatever ways we have, in whatever ways we can. Now, I charge you, my friends, as I do every week, to go forth from this time of worship to love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit who has come to us at Pentecost. Go trusting and knowing and believing that you do not go alone, for the flame of the Spirit rests upon you, and the wind of God is ever at your back, and the life-giving breath of Jesus Christ is within you now and forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.